Hello, my friends. Welcome to, what would this be, Together on 38? I'm recording this from Steve's phone. My battery was too low, and Steve's has cracks all over it, so I'm hoping I don't get glass in my fingers carrying this around. But as always, I want us to connect in with some element of nature. Oh, I see some lovely little buds on the tree here. It's like a little bit furry. So it's my way of connecting in. Have you done yours? All right, you ready to begin? In 3, 2, and 1. Oh, it's such a beautiful day here today. It's like 50, just about 50. Beautiful blue sky. Running in the middle of the day. Yeah, it's just really nice. I'm excited to join you for a Together Run. I know we've been doing them all along, but I haven't done one from home in well over a month from here, so this is going to be fun. If this is your first time joining for a Together Run, welcome. Excited you are here, and looking forward to doing this with you. It is just about, as I said, warm enough today. But in the coming months, we may be having more guest-hosted podcasts if it gets too cold. It's supposed to snow here tomorrow night, so we'll see if that happens. I actually have a race booked for Saturday morning, so we'll see what happens. It's snowing. I had jumped in a little, was going to jump in a little 3-mile race, but that doesn't sound like a very smart idea, or it sounds like an idea that would end up with me injured. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, back to regular programming. We're going to begin this Together Run, as we always do, by starting with a body scan. And for those of you who have not done this before, it's a little bit windy here today. For those of you who have not done that before, I'm going to tell you when to start, but we will start from the top of our heads, and I will guide you through the rest of your body, checking in with the various areas, seeing how you're feeling, just paying attention to what feels tight, what feels nice and relaxed, what feels comfortable, and just starting off your run with connecting to your body. We connected with nature at the very beginning. Now we're going to connect in with our bodies and nature, and Mother Earth and us are connected. Actually, before I go into that, who was I listening to the other day? Someone I was listening to the other day. It was a beautiful conversation, and they were saying about I wish I could remember. Oh, it was Tommy Rivers on the Ritual podcast. And Tommy was talking about that beautiful relationship between the fact that we consume carbohydrates, and with that we take it into our bodies and we breathe out carbon dioxide. And trees take in the carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen and create that carbohydrate that we then take in to have energy. And it's just an amazing relationship that exists that I don't think we think about often enough, which is another reason that I think it's important for us to be able to do this, starting off with checking in with nature, but then also checking in with our bodies, because the two are connected. So with that said, I want you to start off with feeling the top of your head, feeling the crown of your head, where you're just reaching up to the sky. Make sure that you're not slouching. And we're going to start working our way down through your eyes, around to the back of your head, into your nose and mouth, going down into your chin, and around to the back of your neck, going down your neck into your shoulders, the front of the neck, and then through those shoulders into your upper arms, going in through the elbow and lower arms, going into your forearm and into your wrist and hands, and finally into your fingers, going back into the torso, going through your chest and into your stomach, into the hips and pelvis, going down your glutes, your quads, hamstrings, around to the front of the knee, and then round to the back of the knee, going into that shin at the front and the calf at the back, finally your ankle, heel, arch of your foot, the top of your foot, and last but not least, into your toes. I just want you to take a few moments. How's your body feeling? Just answer that question and just take a moment to be in it. For me, my body's feeling overall a little more heavy than I have been. It's not really surprising. Did do a hard workout, hard run yesterday. And before that, I've been feeling pretty easy on every run. but that goes to show you that we can all run easy, but running hard is still going to make everything feel a bit junky. So, yeah, just feeling a bit of tightness everywhere and just lethargy in general. Okay, let's go on now to checking in with our minds. If I were to ask you the question, how are you? What would you say? If you've answered already, dig a bit deeper. What else would you tell me? If you know me, you know that I don't like when people just say good or fine. Even if that is the answer, there's always more to it. What would you say? Okay, for me, I would say generally good. So yeah, that is my answer, but adding more to that, I had a really important conversation this morning with Brittany Charbonneau, who is a elite runner called the Funny Runner. And while we had a conversation about her being able to make things lighthearted and fun, there's also a lot of times when she's not able to do that and feels that expectation to live up to it. But we also talked about the elite running world in a way that I've spoken about quite a lot before, but it's hard for me sometimes not to feel like it's very, I don't know, that elite running is just not for me. And I was pretty vulnerable in that episode, actually. I shared some things that really made me uncomfortable, but I know were the right things to do. So I'm feeling uplifted from that conversation. Also excited tomorrow. Dawn Harper Nelson, a friend of mine, double Olympic champion and silver medalist, is coming over to my house to record a podcast. And Dawn and I always have amazing conversations. So I'm excited for her to come over. I'm also recording with Patty Gonia, aka Wynn Wiley, and Ryan Montgomery tomorrow. So after a few weeks of kind of feeling a bit blah about recording, I've got these really cool opportunities come up. And it's Bailey's birthday on Tuesday. so I'm also excited about that. So yeah, lot to look forward to and be enjoying. And it's just a beautiful day, so I'm feeling good. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is our senses check-in. Going to go through our 5 primary senses and just see what we notice. So first, I invite you to take a nice deep breath. And one more. Okay, and what do you smell? I don't know what I smell. I'm trying to, it's familiar. I kind of almost want to say like sour cream. Yeah, I'm going to go with it. Sour cream, Greek yogurt smell, whatever that may be representing. What do you smell? What do you taste? I mean, I taste my Yukan bar, the chocolate almond butter, is it? Yeah, I think so. I really like those. Had one of those before I left. All right, and then next, we're going to do, what do you hear? So when I tell you, if it's safe to do so, you're going to remove your headphones, and you're just going to listen to the sounds around you. Really being in that moment, paying attention to what you hear. If you aren't safe to take your headphones out, you can listen to my surroundings and see what you notice there. We're just going to take 30 seconds or so just to pay attention to our auditory sense. You ready? Off you go. Okay, final few seconds. Okay, what do you hear? Is there anything that you wouldn't normally notice? For me, I could hear the sound of leaf blowers in the background. I could hear the leaves blowing in the trees. The remaining leaves, just a sparse view, and just a few cars in the distance. Okay, next we're going to go to a sense of touch or tactile. Just want you to be in your body, see where your attention goes within your sense of touch or feel. And yeah, we'll just check in about 30 seconds, whatever you feel. Few more seconds. Okay, thank you for checking in with your sense of touch. What do you notice? Is it the things you usually notice in these together runs? Something different? For me, it's weird, I've been doing these for, what is this, 38? So I've probably done 36 of these. And Sushane's bigger than mine. So my hand feels very aware of the size difference. And just it's a little more awkward to hold. So if anyone's recording a guest together run and you do find it difficult holding your phone, maybe you've got one of the bigger phones and that's why. I'm really tempted to run towards Bailey's school. They wouldn't be outside now anyway, but I always feel like creeping on her when I can. I don't ever actually do it, but it's like that weird thing of having kids. I'm quite close to her school right now and I'm tempted to go over there. I'm going to ignore that temptation. Okay. Finally, our centre of sight, vision. What's the official term? I don't know. Is it a really obvious one and I just can't think of it? Visual, I suppose. Okay. So I just want you to take a little bit of time. I'm going to let you go in your own way, wherever your attention is drawn, to just look around. Obviously, be safe with it. Look, make sure you're looking ahead and paying attention. But see where your eyes are drawn to and what jumps out at you. The only request I have of you is make sure you pick a small detail of something you've never noticed before. Even if you've done this run hundreds of times before, what do you notice? Something small that's different. Off you go. Few more seconds. Make sure you hone in on the detail of something. Okay. My detailed thing I noticed today was someone has a little stork or heron statue in there. In their garden. I haven't noticed that before, even though I've done this run for my together runs many, many times. What did you notice? Something that was a bit different. And that's the thing with these. It's supposed to feel like you and I are running together, but also aware that for many of you, like actually, like me, typically, you're running the same places day after day, week after week. And so this can make it feel a bit more unique and make us appreciate things each and every time we get to run these loops or these courses. So thank you for taking the time to check in with your senses. And we can move on to the next section. Okay, so next is typically updates. So if I were to ask you, what have you been up to? Well, firstly, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Some of you shared your thoughts on the run with Marcus. Many of you said you loved it, but you also like the solo runs for a lot of it. But I'd love to hear if you haven't said anything yet. What do you think? Do you like having a together run with another person? Or do you prefer these solo ones where it's just me? Or maybe both. Up to you. But yes, okay. So if I were to ask you updates since we last ran with Marcus, what would you tell me? What updates do you have from the last week? Or if this is your first together run, what would you tell me about yourself if we were just running side by side? Okay, what'd you say? You'll have to tell me if you think my accent's a bit more British in the last few weeks, or if it's not really changed. Usually gets a bit stronger after I've been home for a while. Alright, okay, continue. What were you going to tell me? Another 30 seconds. If you're done, dig in a bit more. What else do you have to say? Okay, what would I be telling you? Well, I'd be saying I got back. We flew back a week ago today. We got snowed in Boston for 12 hours. So our flight ended up being 12 hours later than we thought, as our morning flight was cancelled. But thankfully, as we'd come in the night before and we booked a hotel, we had the hotel till 1, so we could at least hang out there, and it wasn't too bad. And our flight got off on time in the evening. And since then, just been settling back in. You know how it is after a trip. You got so much washing to do, and you're unpacking and organizing and bill paying and all that fun stuff of associated with going away, the stuff you've been putting off, and the fact that I took 3.5 weeks off with probably a total of about 3 hours of work the whole time meant that I had a lot to catch up on. And thankfully our babysitter came a bit extra this week so we could have some time to catch up. Steve and I, Bailey was back at preschool, and just been, yeah, thinking about what this year's going to mean. Not quite ready to say the full extent of what I'm thinking running-wise, but I am definitely doing Boston, running with Kyle, as we didn't get the chance to last fall. I'm excited about that. And then going to be doing some other races. Looking for a 50k-ish race in May or June. So if you have any suggestions, let me know. Because I think that would be a nice natural step, especially with the other piece of what I'm doing in April. I'll tell you about that next week. And it's definitely confirmed. And then running for Real Wise, told you you've got those exciting interviews coming, but also just stuff within our team. They worked so hard and they did such a good job while I was gone and getting stuff together and creating some things to help the community. And I just feel really excited for this year and trusting that things are going to work out. Got an email a few days ago from BBC Radio 4. They're going to feature me on their podcast hour, on their radio show, I think next week. I'm not 100% sure. Or maybe this week, the week you're hearing it. But I'll report back what they say, share it on my social media so you can tune in if you are in the UK. Or if you're not, maybe you can listen to it another way. I'll put it on my email. But yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of exciting things coming up. I just have to keep trusting in the direction I'm working at. This car is reversing really fast. Hey, dude, I'm right here. Okay, he stopped. He definitely didn't see me until I stopped. Okay, so that's that. We've got a few more minutes for the 30-minute group. We will do our two strides as usual, and then we'll continue on with our run. Is this car going to wait for me? A lot more thinking to do on these daytime runs. what else do I have to say? Yeah, just trying to keep thinking about doing the right thing. I want to talk in a minute after this strides and 30-minute group. You're welcome to stay along and listen, but I want to talk a little bit about what I shared on social media about leaving Ultra. I know I don't owe anyone an explanation, but I would like to talk it through a little bit with you. Just, you know me, I like to be honest and talk about as much truth as I'm allowed to say. And not that anyone, you know, tells me don't say this or don't say that, but you know, we want to be respectful of other humans, and so I'll tell you what I can. I don't know what I have to say in a minute or so. What do I have to tell you? I feel tired today, very tired. The last week, like, every run has felt like effortless. Like, I'd come back from my runs, and I know this feels probably to most of you if I say this. Keep in mind, this is relative. But for me, I was running like just under 7 minute pace to 7:15 pace, and it was feeling easy. Like, I wasn't looking at my watch, I wasn't trying, just felt easy every run. And then yesterday, Steve set me a workout and it kicked my butt. It was really hard. And so I am I'm feeling it a bit today. And I think because he set me that workout, because I went out a bit hot, I paid the price for it, but I didn't want to back off. So I'm just kind of dealing with the consequences of running harder than I have in a while. Because it was funny, actually, when he was setting me the workout, he said, "Oh, what did you do last week, workout-wise?" And I said, "Oh, I jumped in your hill workout," which I did. Like, he said he was doing it, and I said, "Oh, I'll do that too," which was 20 minutes of hills. And said, "What about the week before?" And I was like, "Well, kind of ran a tempo." I say kinda because I just went for my run and decided to pick it up for 7 miles. Well, the run was 7 miles total. And then he was like, "Okay," and before that, it's like, "Well, I kind of made up a workout," which was 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 3 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute. But I'd just kind of been like, the rest of the time, been out on runs and like I think I'll do this. And this was the first time he said to me, okay, we're going to structure this. We're going to start working through a plan here. And so I think I immediately felt that pressure of like, oh, well, I better do this right. If he's taking the time to set me something. And I'll tell you what it was in just a minute. I know we've only got 20 seconds left. So we're just going to run this in. When we hit 30 minutes, 30 minute group, you can walk. Everyone else, we can keep going. We'll give you about a minute and then we'll do our strides. Two strides, and they're not meant to be all out. About 80% of your max speed for 10 to 15 seconds. Oh, I'm running into the wind. Okay, so we'll give you another 30 seconds. But yeah, Steve said to me at the beginning of this week, you know, I'd be willing to write your workouts and structure your training a bit more. And it kind of came out of the blue for me, because I was just kind of randomly doing whatever. Hadn't done a run longer than 10 miles in months. And so I was surprised to hear him say that, because he really hasn't coached me properly since probably like 2019. Not that he hasn't wanted to and I haven't wanted him to. It's just more like, just haven't really been planning for anything. I was pregnant, had Chloe, pandemic. So I was just kind of like making up my own stuff and just kind of running it by him. So it feels good to have a bit of structure back in. All right, let's do one more stride, or one stride. Ready? In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. Okay, coming to a jog or a walk, and I'll keep talking for a minute, and we'll do one more. Yeah, so it just feels strange to know that someone's watching and editing and modifying my training now, rather than me just randomly choosing it. Not that we're, you know, we don't specifically have a goal race yet or a goal plan, but I think it was driving Steve crazy that I was not really making the most of what little I was doing by just kind of randomly doing stuff. So yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited to see what he has, and I'll tell you what my workout was in just a minute when we've done our second one. So we'll take just a few more seconds. We'll do one more stride and then 30 minute crew. You can be on your way if you want to. Okay, are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1. Okay, coming to a jog or a walk. 30 minute group. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate you, your time, your energy. Take a picture of you having done this, all your surroundings, uploading it to social. It really helps to spread the word. That's actually how most people here find these, are through others sharing it. So thank you to anyone who has already done that. And if you do that, I really appreciate it. So thank you. Okay. Oh, I've got one more thing to all of you. Running for Real is has been chosen for the shortlist of the Sports Podcast Awards, Best Fitness and Best Performance and Wellbeing Podcast of the Year Awards. So it would mean the world to me if you could go to sportspodcastawards.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. And vote. And it's a bit of a pain in the ass to vote. Not like, you know, 15 minutes of your time, but if few minutes. And but if you enjoy these together runs, obviously these are a part of Running For Real, so that can be one massive way you can pay me back. Well, not pay me back, that makes it sound like it's a trade, which it isn't, but that's one way you can support me, is by going to vote in both of those categories. As of last time I checked, we were switching back and forth between first and second, so we really could win this, friends, and your vote will help us win the category. It's all down to listeners, and then the sports podcast of the year is selected by the judges, but you can help us win our category. So please, if you can, that'd be much appreciated. sportspodcastawards.com. Thank you. Okay, so 45 and 60 is still here. So what he had me do yesterday was, we have this trail called Grant's Trail here in St. Louis, and it's broken up into sections just split by road. It's a long, like, I'm gonna say it's like 10 miles total, but it's got roads crossing it that you have to pass. And I've done various sections of this a lot for my runs and workouts, but Steve had me do, and one way is, unfortunately for me, the way out is slightly downhill and the way back is slightly uphill, but he had me do four sections of it, ranging from 0.4 of a mile to like 0.9 of a mile, and so he had me do each of these sections. He didn't actually tell me a recovery time, but I just guessed about 90 seconds. And I went out, as I said, a bit hot with the first one. Again, it's slightly downhill on the way out. And then it became apparent to me on my third one of eight that I was running with the wind as well. And so when I turned around, it was rough. And so I did, I think it was like 0.45, 0.85 of a mile. This is 0.5 and then 0.8 again. And then did that back. So it was quite a lot. I think that's over 5 miles worth of work. And I haven't done anywhere near that amount yet. So it was pretty, pretty tough. I'm feeling it today. But, you know, you've got to start somewhere. And I have to start building up my long run. As I said, I haven't done more than 10 miles since, like, before I had COVID, which was in November. And so, got Boston in April, so I better get going with my long runs. Okay, so got about 7 minutes before our next set of strides. So I think I'll talk about what I said about Ultra and Allbirds. So I am now, I've joined what the course called the Allbirds All Good Collective, which is just a group of people who are associated with Allbirds, or people kind of, I don't want to use the word influencers, but people who are, I suppose, leaders in the industries, various industries. And the All Good Collective is just about, you know, doing the right thing, spreading the word about Allbirds. And they've brought me on in like quite a senior role. I'm hosting these panels every month for the All Good Collective, and they've given me lots of opportunities to help with the growth of the brand, and I'm excited because, as you hopefully would have heard in the Running Realized episode about sustainable shoes, if you haven't listened to that, please go listen, it's one of my favorite ones. Allbirds is really leading the way, and not in a way of like, let's take a market share, but actually just we need to do the right thing. We want to give our blueprint, our template of how to do shoes more sustainably to the rest of the running industry. Like, we'll give you our secrets because they want to do the right thing. And so they actually just released a limited edition for now, but more coming, launched with Adidas, partnered with Adidas, and together they created a shoe, this performance shoe, which I know was a concern for many of you with Allbirds. This is a performance shoe with Adidas that is only 2.94 kilograms of carbon per shoe, or per pair. And to put it in context, the average pair of running shoes, and definitely excluding the super shoes, is about 15. So it's a massive difference in the amount of carbon per shoe. And they're leading the way. And so for me, as you know by now, that is my priority, that is important to me, taking the environmental, the climate crisis seriously, taking environmental action is one of the most important things, you know, other than obviously the safety of my girls and Steve is the most important thing to me. And in many ways they're tied together, but so yeah, I just felt really connected to Allbirds. They didn't see Tracksmith as competition. I talked to them from the very beginning that, like, I was not prepared to lose Tracksmith because we had such a good relationship. They've done so much for me and so much for the running community that I couldn't do it, and I wasn't willing to sacrifice that. And they were fine. They said, we don't want to ruin that relationship. We want to collaborate with Tracksmith. And Tracksmith felt the same way. They didn't see them as competition to be squashed, which I love, which is something I love about both of those companies. They work in synergy and they want to. Now, that said, I'm not saying that Ultra doesn't want that. Ultra collaborates with a lot of other groups and events and things, but for Ultra, their focus right now is on performance, and is on, you know, really making their stance in the running space with a new shoe they have coming out this year. And for me, as much as I want to be able to run fast, performance just isn't my number one, and you know me, that I have to stay true to me. And so, you know, I could feel that our relationship was coming to an end. They knew it, I knew it, and I said it out loud. It was hard, but we both knew it was the right thing to do, and they can then work with athletes who are more aligned with that message of what they want to show. Now, that said, I'm wearing Ultra right now for this run. I wear their shoes quite a lot. As I don't intend on stopping. I love their shoes. But I do love, with Allbirds, that I can, their shoes are fashionable. They're also running shoes and lifestyle shoes. So I love the idea that I can pack a pair of them in my suitcase or wear them in the airport and then go for a run in them, which eliminates the need to bring two different pairs of shoes with me, you know, on, especially like when your space is limited. And they're working really hard on increasing and improving that performance side of things. That collaboration with Adidas is obviously an example of that. Futurecraft footprint, or footprint Futurecraft, is that shoe. I have a pair. We'll be reporting more on that. But you know me, I like to do the testing and really dig into something before I'll really, okay, drive right in front of me, before I'll really say anything. Sorry, that car was at a stop sign and I was already on it, on the crossing, and he just kind of kept going, didn't stop. let it go. Okay. Oh, 30 seconds, 45 minute crew. You can come to a walk. We'll give you a minute. We'll do a stride. And then you can be on your way. And then 60 minute crew, you are going to come with me for a little detour on our way back. Because, as I said, it's Bailey's birthday on Monday. And as much as I tried, she asked for a Rapunzel dress. I tried to sway her in other directions, but that was what she wanted. So, rather than buying a new one, just for the sake of it, I put something on our Buy Nothing group, asking if anyone had one they were willing to part with. And a lovely lady in my area did. So we're going to go pick it up. If I can remember, I think I remember her house number. So maybe we won't be picking it up. But I remember the name of the street, and I'd imagine it'll be pretty obvious. Okay, 45 minute crew, hope you have already started walking. I'll give you another 30 seconds, and then we will do our first ride. Steve's phone is definitely a lot harder to hold on to than mine. Okay, friends, are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1. And coming to a jog or a walk. Take another 30 seconds and we'll do another one. And then I think we might do a body scan for a minute, as it's about time. Okay, ready to begin? Next stride. In 3, 2, and 1. And coming to a jog or a walk. 45 minute group, thank you for joining. Be sure to go to that sportspodcastawards.com. Share it up on social that you are doing this. And thank you. I'll see you on Friday for that episode with Dawn Harper Nelson. And see you next Monday for another together run. All right, 60 minute group. Let's just do another body scan. But I want you to do it at your own pace. I'm not going to tell you. Just go through it as feels right for you. Picking up newspapers. Okay, how's your body feeling? Any differences between the beginning of the run? Anything tight that wasn't before you need to pay attention to? What would you say? How's your body feeling? Okay. And what about your mind? You know, we checked in early in the run. How are you feeling mentally now? Annoyed at something I said? Relieved with something I said? Not even thinking about me at all in your own head, but that's released since then. How are you feeling mentally? it's just good for us to have these chickens many times in the run, just to really be in our bodies. So often we don't do that. Okay, thank you for checking in. We've got about 10 minutes to go, and I just ran into a pole, not paying attention. And 10 minutes to go. What else do I have to talk about? I did try to, got in the process right now of trademarking Together Runs. So, or Together Run. Hopefully that goes through and we can make that a thing. But those of you who know anything about trademarks now know that it's pretty tough to get a trademark for anything nowadays because of the confusion factor with things that are already trademarked. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm looking forward to exploring these to see what they can become this year and beyond. I really love hearing from you that they are something you're enjoying. And they make me feel part of the community too. Like I'm there with you, especially when you upload a picture and I can see it, of your run experience. It's fun. I was thinking that maybe I'd love your thoughts. One of these days I could do one where I'm gonna have to stop for a second. One of these days I could do one where I'm doing a race and carrying it, and I obviously wouldn't be able to say much for a lot of it, but I would, you'd get to kind of hear that experience. I don't know, would that be weird though? Because then you kind of would be just listening to me breathing, because I would be breathing hard. You would just be listening to me breathing. And I would imagine it would feel a bit weird, because you would either feel like you would have to run fast and that we're running fast side by side, or like it would be uncomfortable if you're running easy. But then if we said about running side by side, would that be motivational to be able to imagine us running together, you know, and doing that, running side by side on a hard day? What are your thoughts there? And what are some other things you would like to see with the Together Runs? I really would love your feedback with that. What things are your favourite? Did you like the workouts? Do you like the runs with other people? Did you like the New York one where we were running in Central Park? Do you like these traditional ones? Do you like a mix? I'd love if you could share as we shape these going into 2022 what you would want. I'm going up a hill. Woo! Come on. Definitely looking forward to my rest day tomorrow. I actually have something else on my body, shall I say, right now that is testing my recovery, my sleep, my body, to see how I am doing. I wonder if any of you can guess what that would be. Those of you who have one, I guarantee can already guess. But I'm testing it out. I'm not saying the name or what it is until I know whether I like it or not. And I hope you know that that is just the way I like to do things. As I said about Allbirds, I actually had been trying their shoes since early summer. So I've had them a long time, and their clothes the same. So So it's not just been a quick switch over, but something that's been in the works for months. But I think that's why you trust me, because you know I don't just jump at every opportunity and say yes to everything. Alright, should we go get that Rapunzel dress? Yes, funny. I've done a lot to gently steer Bailey towards things other than princesses, or at least the princesses who are, a bit more fierce. I suppose a Rapunzel could be considered fierce, maybe. But anyway, when she was home, my niece Charlotte got a Rapunzel dress for Christmas. And so that's all Bailey's been hooked on, is I want a Rapunzel dress. And actually, that's a good thing to talk about for a few more minutes, is the Buy Nothing group. So I mentioned I'm part of this group, and I really don't go on Facebook very much, but when I do, it's either to check in on superstars or this Buy Nothing group, which is, there's one of these, there'll be one in your area or something of the equivalent, where it's a group within your community. You can only join one for where you live, and people just post on there things that they want to pass along. And yeah, occasionally you might see something like me where you're like, hi, I'm looking for this, does anyone have it? And of course people are kind and gracious and thoughtful, and in this situation someone was willing to part with theirs. But it's just a wonderful place to pass things on. So even like when I've bought like hair products that I've used a few times and they just haven't worked for me, someone's willing to use it rather than throw it away. Or, you know, let's say you have, like I had curling tongs or whatever the term is. I don't need them, I have curly hair. So I could pass them on. And it becomes a community. Like, it's not like a, here, poor people have this. It definitely doesn't feel like that. It's people from every walk of life, but people who really want to like try and protect our planet and not send things to landfills, but also people who want to build community and friendships. I've got to know a few of the people in the community, and it's really cool that I get to have that relationship with people in my area who are like-minded and see things similarly to me. So it's pretty special. And so I encourage you to look it up in your area. It's called Buy Nothing, or at least the version we have here is in the US. And they're everywhere. So if there isn't one in your area, you could start one. So we're going to try and find the street of where this lady lives. Well, I've only got 2 minutes, so it's time for a stride, actually. Ready? 3, 2, and 1. And coming to a jog. You can keep jogging. I've only got another minute and a half. We'll give another 30 seconds. We'll do one more. And I think I can see the road that she lives on. Oh yes, all right. Gotta find it now. Okay, we ready? We're gonna do one more stride. In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog. Got 45 seconds left. And then we are done. I'm gonna look on the left. on this way, you may well miss me. Oh, there's a bag. Oh, I think that's it. I think that's it. Hope this is the right house. I'm going to stop a bit early to see. Is this it? Yes, this is it. Thank you, the nice lady. Get my humble dress. I'll start jogging back. And friends, actually, I'll stop to walk with you for a minute. Hey, come to a walk. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's find a way to connect back in with nature, find something that is alive and living. Touch it. I see a nice winter tree. Looks like sage, but it can't be sage. Some nice furry leaves that I can touch. And thank you for coming with me on this errand. Friends, I will see you on Friday for a regular episode. Please be sure to consider Sports Podcast Awards, voting, and yeah, thanks for joining me. See you next week. Hi friends, just a quick message to say a big thank you to the Running For Real team. While I may be the face of Running For Real and the voice behind the podcast, there are a group of people who are working tirelessly to provide everything that runners could need within our community, to make our community stronger, better, and evolve and grow and learn from one another. We are working really hard to make Running For Real the place we believe it can be within our community. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone on our team. That is Victoria, Stacy, Sandy, Sally, Maria, Kelsey, Kat, Jeremy, and Erica. I appreciate each and every one of you and the hard work that you put in. Now let's get back to the show.